This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. peace negotiations with the Taliban are off. U.S. President Trump says he called off the secret talks that were supposed to be held Sunday at Camp David with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and major Taliban leaders. This after the insurgent group said it was behind an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raises hopes of renewed efforts to end the war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. From Moscow, Charles Means reports.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. The exchange caps a promise by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin to bring home Ukrainian prisoners and ultimately end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a lasting peace. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Storm Dorian made landfall over Nova Scotia Saturday evening as a post-tropical cyclone. Nova Scotia Power Inc. told the AP most Halifax customers without power Saturday. On Friday, Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper said at a news conference, Dorian was a sobering event for many people.
People at Ocracoke, even though many of them have lived there a long time and their families have lived there, there was somewhat a state of shock from the significant storm surge that they saw coming in.
The storm is forecast to pass over Newfoundland and Labrador Sunday. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters lit fires in the streets of Hong Kong Saturday, a day after police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse crowds. Reuters' Joe Davies.
Hong Kong in flames. It was the response from anti-government protesters to the closure of some train stations, a measure designed to stop them from gathering. More than 3 months of demonstrations have at times paralysed Hong Kong. The proposed extradition bill, which could have led to suspected criminals being taken to mainland China for trial, has long since been shelved. But still, there is no end in sight to the sometimes violent and disorderly scenes. On Friday night, it was much the same story. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray to clear protesters outside a subway station on the densely populated Kowloon Peninsula.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. There were some brief scuffles in London. Saturday's rival rallies were held at Parliament Square in London over the UK's Brexit impasse. Police had minor clashes with some of the pro-Brexit protesters who threw barricades at officers. Both pro- and anti-Brexit protesters had gathered to demonstrate. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says he wants to take Britain out of the European Union on October 31st, with or without a deal with the bloc. An opposition bill that would force Johnson to ask the EU for an extension to avoid a no-deal exit was approved by Parliament's appointed upper chamber, the House of Lords, on Friday. Since it started nearly a year ago, France's grassroots Yellow Vest movement for economic justice has presented Emmanuel Macron's government one of its biggest challenges to date. The Yellow Vest movement is now vowing to turn this month into a Black September protest. Lisa Bryant covered the modest turnout in Paris and has a report.
At the Champs-Élysées, once a no-go zone on Saturdays, riot police vastly outnumbered a small group of Yellow Vests defying a ban to protest there. Stores once protectively boarded up against rioters were open and packed with tourists. The protests were bigger elsewhere in France, where police clashed with crowds of Yellow Vests. But overall, the movement is a lot smaller and a lot quieter than before.
Déçu, oui, surtout parce qu'il y a beaucoup de gens qui réclament des noms déclarés et des manifestations non déclarées.
This protester, Eric, admits he is disappointed by the turnout. He was at the Champs-Élysées demonstration before joining this march, but he believes things will gather steam again. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1.